This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Jeff Sundu.
And Audrey Raj.
Almost time for us to wrap up, of course, folks, but we have one more story that we're going to get to in just a moment. If you'd like to get in touch regarding our question of the day, following our interview with the Prime Minister, what technological changes do we need in the Malaysian education system? Do let us know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We're going to move on to a story about the top 10 Redeca ads 2019.
I'm excited.
I've seen a few of these, I will say, and I didn't quite shed a tear, but almost.
Okay. Well,
go on.
I did.
Oh, there you go.
You did.
I did.
So the Malaysians in the room did, I guess.
Yeah, I did. I watched it all the long weekend. I watched all of them.
So Marketing Mag did an online survey of their listeners, people in the marketing industry, on the top Merdeka ad campaigns in 2019, and we have the results. Now, you can already guess that Petronas is going to be in there somewhere. You know, your telcos are going to be there. DG Max is Celcom. But this year's list had a few unique campaigns that we thought deserved a mention, and for you to go and check out, you know, after the show. Let me just get the suspense out of the way. Celcom topped the poll with their Getaran Pertama campaign, which basically tells a story of the search for the first choir to sing the national anthem of the soon-to-be independent Malaysia. Now, it follows the adventure of Ahmad Marikan, the music supervisor of Radio Malaya, and his good friend, music teacher and conductor, Tony Fonseca, as they take on the task to fulfill Tunku Abdul Rahman's wishes of seeing everyday Malayans, regardless of race, creed and background, to unite together and sing our Negaraku, right?
Yeah. And that's the one that almost made me cry.
Aww,
it's
okay.
So good.
It's very well
done. And it's names that were, you know, we're familiar with, right? And, you know, you when I was looking at this, I was just wondering, it's like, you know, I wish like they really went through the whole story and make it like a Netflix episode or something like that, because it's so well done.
Yeah, yes, really. I hope someone picks up the idea, because in this campaign, Axiata and Celcom, they partnered with creative agency MC and Sachi, and it was to tell that story, that one of the lesser known stories of our independence, bigger picture of our independence, right? RHB and Petronas, they rounded up the top three, but more interestingly, and just missing out on a podium finish, was Grab at fourth place with their Makan Makan Malaysia campaign. They released a video called Explore the Taste of Malaysia, showcasing the beauty of Malaysia through every Malaysian's favourite pastime, eating. So bonding at the Mamat stall over, you know, your table with every other signature a Malaysian dish that you can find. And the short video explores the breathtaking landscape of our Malaysia yummies through a very different touristic lens of our Malaysian appetite. And, you know, speaking of food, another very interesting company also decided to do food for their Merdeka campaign. So on the list was BFM's very own Bersatu for Makan campaign. You know, our petition that was on change.org has garnered more than 20,000 signatures to date. It was launched just, I think, a week before Merdeka.
Yeah.
And of course, if you've been living under a stone somewhere or whatever, and you don't know what this petition is about, it's to call for the inclusion of Malaysia in Netflix's documentary series Street Food. Like I said, it's garnered like thousands of signatures, and we've got, I think, about 65 of Malaysia's leading brands. They've also come forward to say, hey, we'll work with you too, BFM, to try and get Netflix to feature Malaysia. And you know what? Because we didn't really... we're just too eager to have our own episode, right? So we actually went out and released our own. And of course, we worked together with independent advertising agency Fisherman. The video is already out. It was launched yesterday.
Yeah, if you just go on to bfm.my/bersatuformakan, you will find it. Or if you just go on to YouTube and if you just look at our channel on BFM VDO, you will be able to find the half an hour documentary. I have to say, though, that again made me cry.
Yeah.
The Roti Canai guy story.
Yes.
It was that spicy.
God. Like, it's so good. Yeah. I mean, like, I was crying and and hungry. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I don't know what's this doing to my body. But yeah, I loved it.
I was sat watching the documentary this morning as Jeff walked up to his table with a roti canai as well. I'm like,
The reason why I had roti canai this morning was because of the documentary.
But I'm sat there watching it and I'm smelling roti canai and I'm like, this is such a good documentary. What's happening here? New technology? What's going on? But I've noticed that Netflix have been, you know, fairly quiet on this so far, haven't they?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have something lined
up. I'm sure they do.
Also, if you're wondering what happened to our battle for makan, the finals was char kway teow versus nasi lemak, and nasi lemak took it.
Yeah,
of course.
Yes. So char kway teow came out second, and roti canai was third.
Was it roti canai or banana leaf was third?
I think it was banana leaf that was third.
Yeah, because I think it's a very muhibah way of looking at it as well.
Right,
so,
right.
Nasi lemak, you've got char kway teow, and you've got banana leaf. And I have to say, please go and watch the documentary. A lot of good people were behind the scenes to pull all this together in such a short space of time. So kudos to everyone involved. Anyone in Fisherman Integrated, anyone in Inity Media, and then of course also anyone in BFM who's involved in the project, because we managed to pull so many people and tell this story. It's not just about food, right? So of course it's street food, but it's about the people and the challenges that they had in preparing that dish that we only just, you know, wake up and then we're like, oh, I'm feeling hungry, I'm gonna have the, you know, nasi lemak, and then I'll have it for breakfast. I take a photo on Instagram, I share it, and that's it. But the people behind that and, you know, their visions, their dreams, their hopes, their aspirations, it's fascinating. Yeah, I can't wait to dive into more roti canai, nasi lemak, and Sarawak laksa. Please go and watch. Please go. Yeah, really good.
And one final mention from the list of Merdeka 2019 ads was a surprising entry from the Prime Minister's office itself. Yeah. So this campaign was called the Wawasan Kemakmuran Merdeka, and it shows the PM talking to some kids, and in it, you know, it's your Tun M lah. You know, he's reminding us of the need to appreciate and celebrate our freedom because it's hard won. And then, you know, he's like talking to the kids and it's very lax, and he's even saying, you know, like they talked to him about food and he was like, makan sikit je lah, you know. And so it's very
if
much
if it tastes
him.
Too good, stop eating is what he said.
That's what he said on the grill this morning. Yes, he did. So it's very much Tun M in his and it was also kind of nostalgic towards the end with him walking away and all. So, you know, I guess kudos to the PM's office as well, you know, for getting in on this.
Good stuff.
Indeed. We've come to the end of the show, ladies and gents, but if you did miss any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally listen to your podcast from. We are on Spotify as well. Of course, we started off with that story today.
Yeah, so we talked about how we can shape the education sector using technology, and we spoke to Eric Maltgen, who's the Chief Marketing Officer at iTrain Malaysia, just talking about, you know, what are some of the roles that technology has. This is because Tun M, our Prime Minister, came on the Breakfast Grill this morning, talked about how the education sector needs
radical
changes,
amongst other things. Then we moved on to how young Malaysians and the lucrative world of esports.
And we finish off the show with that story on the top 10 Merdeka ads of 2019, all of which you can find on YouTube.
Now, don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, is that Breakfast Grill replay with Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. After 2 decades of being Malaysia's Prime Minister, he returned to office after delivering a nail-biting victory to Pakatan Harapan Coalition. The Breakfast Grill spoke to the man himself to discuss the state of the Malaysian economy, the divisions that pull us apart, and his secrets to longevity. All coming up in just a few moments here on BFM. Don't go anywhere. That's all up in a few minutes. On behalf of Jeff Sandhu and Audrey Raj, my name is Rich Bradbury. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.